Ooh. I think it's time for exposure to take place. I think it's time for me to be personally exposed. Yep, that's right, guys. The time for exposure is now. What's up, that Supernatural Talk podcast family? We on episode 18, and this is the episode of exposure. That's right. What do I mean, episode of exposure? I have three of the Supernatural Life evangelists here right now, and they are going to be exposing me. Yes, that's right, me, Daniel Adams. Some of you refer to me as Apostle Daniel Adams. They are going to expose everything they know to expose about me. I love it. I love it when people can talk about me, but they can't really talk about me. But they talk about me. What do I mean? I'm so covered under God that they don't have anything bad to say. That's right. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I hope they're going to say a bunch of good things. I really do not know what these people are going to say. But I hope it's good. They actually have free reign. So they have free reign to say what they have to. Hopefully they won't say, you know what, guys, who cares? Say whatever. Just say whatever. But before we jump into this and before Mark laughs, let me introduce you guys to who is going to be on this podcast today. We have Glory Boy number 2. Keegs Ice is behind the computer. Can everybody say, what is up, Coogs? What is up, Keegs Ice? What is happening, Glory Boy number 2, Keegan? Good to have you on, brother.
Blessed to be here. I'm excited for today. It's going to be real good. Really good.
Well, you know, these podcast episodes, we just catch them last minute. Guys, you're not going to see me much on here. You're seeing me in the beginning, but they're going to take over the podcast. Literally going to take over, and they're going to talk about pretty much how they met me and how their life has been since, you know, I was able to bless their life with Jesus Christ. This isn't to lift me up, guys, but it's just, you know, on this episode, I want you guys to see how one life can change other lives. When you truly follow Jesus Christ and you're submitted to him and you're obedient, how that obedience can affect a life. And now these three right here that I'm going to introduce the other two, but these people right here are doing the exact same thing. They are impacting lives, changing lives. People testify of the healings, the miracles, the signs and wonders that are manifested in their life. Even the person I'm about to introduce over here, I think a little bit of that social media grace has got up on her life, and we're going to introduce her soon. But before I introduce her, let me introduce you guys to Glory Boy. You know what, Mark? You should actually be Glory Boy number 2. Keeg should be Glory Boy number 3. I might have to switch that around. Guys, this is officially me switching it around. Keegs might cry a little bit. But I'm going to make Mark Glory Boy number 2. But before I do, let me introduce to you right now at this time, Glory Boy number 3, Mark Jean.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to be on here. And this is going to be a juicy topic. Like, y'all need to bring out your popcorn and soda, because you guys are in for a big one.
It's going to be good, huh?
Amen.
Yeah. So let me explain why Mark should be Glory Boy number 2. All right. Keegs just looked out the corner. I think he was a little upset. Feel like he's getting demoted. Oh, you guys, listen, this is why. And I'm going to tell you, it's Holy Spirit. Watch. Look at me through the computer again, Keegs. Look at the corner. I'm going to tell you what's happening right now. He's mad because it's on his shirt. It's on his jacket.
Oh, my God.
It's on his jacket. Don't worry, we can get some patchwork done. It's just for this episode, okay? Can we do it just for this episode, Keegs? Jeez. So for this episode, Mark is taking where he should have been.
Man.
All right. So we'll leave you Glory Boy number 2, Keegs. Mark is humble. You're humble. It ain't that. But we ain't fighting for a position.
Not at all.
It's not who's the greatest in the kingdom, right?
The least.
The least. It's the least that wins. All right. So he got a jacket that has Glory Boy number 2 on it. So he feels a little downgraded. Right. Now, listen. Mark actually came after Isaiah. So Isaiah was first, and then it was Mark, and then it was Keegan. So that's the order of how the evangelists came in. And they're going to be talking about some of this stuff. But Mark came in when early. You did. You came in 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. 3 years ago. And Keegan's been here probably. Have you been here 2 years yet, Keegan? So Keegan's 2 years, Mark is 3 years. So if we go by this, so we'll just let this be for this podcast, okay? This is real life, guys. This is transparent as it gets. We don't pre-game, pre-prepare this stuff, man. We just jump on here and let the Holy Spirit lead every podcast. But we pick the topic and we talk around it. So anyway, let me introduce to you guys Glory Girl number one. I want to introduce you guys to a person who's been with us for a while, too. We have Natalie Hughes, Evangelist Natalie Hughes. There you go. It's me. Glory Girl number one. She'll be in my seat here in a second. She's probably happy to even get that title. You know, you will now be referred to as Glory Girl number one, right? I receive it. Yes. So we have Glory. We have Glory Boy number two and Glory Boy number three and Glory Girl number one. Amen. Amen. You can come back. You can come back up now, Keegs. All right. So anyway, guys, what they're going to talk about is pretty much how, you know, one man's obedience is able to produce this. And you're going to even hear from them how the impact from Christ in me to them has caused the Christ in them, which is Jesus Christ, right? Christ in us, the hope of glory, is now producing Christ in others. People are being born again. People's lives are being changed. And if you will listen, if you'll have your heart open, you'll see the blessing of humility. You'll see the blessing of honor. You'll see the blessing of serving, because all of these people here serve. They faithfully serve. They don't complain. They don't cry. I mean, for little things, you know. I mean, we're all being sanctified into the image of Christ. They're not perfect. I'm not trying to paint them like they're perfect, but you guys will be able to hear from people that I can personally tell you they serve. They don't complain. They do good jobs. And if they do mess up, they fix it. They make it better. And they have Jesus at the forefront. And they also not only honor me, but they honor the other leaders that are in the ministry of the supernatural life, right? So I thought this would be a really good podcast to talk about. But they're going to expose me first, and then they'll expose themselves. So this is just a podcast of exposing the grace, not the bad stuff. Y'all thought it was the bad stuff. So you say exposure, you think, oh yeah, let's get the juicy details. No, we're going to expose the good, glorious, amazing things that are in each other's life on this podcast. But anyway, guys, that's all I got. Make sure, if it's your first time watching, that you subscribe, hit the notification bell, like, and share, because you care. And if you want to know what's going to be going on with that Supernatural Talk podcast or the Supernatural Life ministry, you can go to www.thesupernaturallife.org and figure all that out. But with that being said, without further ado, I introduce you to Glory Girl number one, Glory Boy number two, and Glory Boy number three. We're about to see the glory of God manifest on this podcast. All right, guys, drum roll. Dang. Go ahead, Isaiah, put it in here. Is Keeg's Eyes.
What's up, Supernatural Talk fam? Episode 18, Exposing Daniel Adams. Apostle Daniel Adams. I don't know about you guys, but I have been waiting for this moment for so long. So again, make sure you guys are getting your popcorn, get your soda. Like, we are about to dive and we about to spill the beans. It's gonna be great. So I think let's just go ahead and start off with how we met Apostle Daniel Adams. Like, just like what happened, like what our first impressions or thoughts of him were, and what we thought. Nat, were you the first person to meet him out of all of us? When did you meet him?
I met him in April of 2021.
Okay, Mark, when did you meet him?
I met him around the same time, yeah. April 2021, probably around like March.
March, yeah. It is. Yeah. So take it away, Mark. First yeah. thing, what you thought of that good stuff?
Yeah, man. Like, it was crazy. You know, I just came out of the world. Like, you know, I used to be a party promoter. I used to, you know, be that guy that is knowing where all the parties are at. You know, if you need a party at your house, I'm that guy you run to. I'll have 500 to 600 people at your house the next day. You know, it's crazy. But, you know, that lifestyle was kind of getting a little old for me. You know what I'm saying? I was like, man, I don't feel happy. I don't feel any satisfaction in this. It was getting boring. So I don't know. I just kind of went on this journey of like, Lord, there's more to life than this. Like, so I went on this spiritual journey, like, you know, and the Lord led me like on a 3-day fast. And I just remember like typing in my phone after that fast, like type in Holy Spirit. Like that's, I don't know what, obviously it was the Holy Spirit that led me to type that in. But I typed that in his page. The first video that came up was his page. Mind you, it's not what it is now. Like it was about like 3,000, you know, subscribers on the channel. I mean, barely any comments on the videos. You know, people didn't really know him at that time. But, you know, I saw a thumbnail about two little kids getting filled with the Holy Spirit. So I'm just like, okay, kids do not lie. This must be real. Let me watch this. And I was intrigued. I was locked in ever since. And I'm like, man, who is this guy? Like, you know, and I just started binge watching his videos. Like, man, I need to find this guy. I need to like email this guy. And what's funny, like, I didn't know this, but at the end of his videos, he's like, if you need a one-on-one deliverance, message my assistant, Maria. You know, at that time, Maria was handling, God bless you, Maria. She was handling all the emails, all that stuff. So I'm like, okay, I need to message Maria. And I just remember, I don't know, the video could still be up on the page. I remember having that one-on-one with him face-to-face. And all I could remember was like...
Wait. So you actually like you went and like saw him in person? Or was this on Zoom?
Okay, yeah. So this was on Zoom. This was on Zoom, right? Because... he was already in Florida, you know, I'm binge watching. So I'm like, okay, let me email Maria. And we set up a Zoom session. And mind you, at that time, that was weird. Like,
yeah,
who, you know, but this was like, right, like at when COVID hit, people were like going to church, you know, in a building, like, you know, doing deliverance and prayer through the internet was weird, you know? So,
yeah.
I thought it was a little weird at first because I'm like, okay, do I need to like, because I thought eventually like I need to like book a session or take a flight and meet him. But she was like, no, we're going to set up a Zoom call. He can pray for you through Zoom. I'm like, okay, let's do it. So I remember like meeting him and the first thing that came in my mind was like, I don't know who this guy is, but I feel extremely comfortable telling him my deep, darkest secret. Mm. And what's so crazy, like, he didn't know me. And he just started telling me about his past. Like, he was just so, like, nonchalant about it. Like, you know, because I'm fresh out the world. So I'm like, what? I thought it was weird. Like, why are you telling me? This is, like, a little too personal. Like, he's just telling me, like, you know, like, how he just was not a perfect man. Like, he was just sharing with me the grace of God. And I'm, for the first time I'm hearing this, like, wow, who is this guy? And it just, like, kind of, like, positioned me to be transparent. And I just remember having that real, like, raw, transparent talk with him. And he prayed for me. I got set free. I got hit with the power of God for the, like, I never experienced the power of God in my life. And mind you, I grew up in a Baptist church. So experiencing that through a computer screen was mind-blowing to me. And ever since then, like, I don't know, you guys, some of you guys probably seen the video, Mark getting knocked out with the Holy Spirit. Like, I was crazy. I'm like, yo, whatever, like, Jesus is real. Like, this is crazy. Like, I'm going to Walmart. I might get fired. I'm going to tell people about Jesus. I don't care. And like, ever since that day, like, I said, you know, he looked at me and said, man, I don't know why, man. I like you, but I think we're going to meet each other one day.
Come on.
And literally, like, months later, he comes to Atlanta. And it was just like, we were close ever since. Like, I just knew that I knew, like, whatever this man carried, I know it was Christ and he's genuine.
Right.
Like, I never met a minister that was in. It was the transparency for me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That really won me over. Like, I'm rocking with this guy, you know? So that's pretty much how it kind of went.
Amen. Ooh, amen. Whew, man, that was powerful.
That was.
Nat, what about you? Evangelist Natalie Hughes, tell me about the first time you met Apostle Daniel Adams.
So I had to repent because of how I met Daniel the first time.
Oh, Lord.
But it is funny. So I'm gonna, you know, talking about where I was.
Here you are repenting 3 years later.
I've already done it a couple times, so I'm like, okay, let me just get one more in good. There. So I was in, you know, probably like similar to a lot of people who are listening to this who encountered Daniel, encountered the supernatural life, where God intervened in one form or another. And for me, you know, I had just come out of, you know, basically I encountered Jesus supernaturally for the second time in my life. And it prevented me from taking my life. So I'm like starting to read the Bible and like really wanting to know who God is and understanding the gospel for the first time by this supernatural encounter. But I knew that there was more and I didn't know what to do. And I literally would just sit in this like church. I just found a church in this town in Virginia that I was staying in. I'm like, I'm just going to go sit in a church and something's got to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like I, like Jesus came to me, like it was personal and like, there's gotta be something for me, but I had all these blockages, right? So I go off of social media for like 3 months and I come back on social media and I have this DM from a guy I went to high school with. And we now further know him as Evangelist Isaias. And he sent
me. Yes. He went to your DMs.
But it wasn't, it was just like, he, it was like just the message, like it was a video, right? Of his testimony. Mm-hmm. That was it. And I like listened to it and I just like bawled my eyes out because I knew who he was in the world. So it was a big deal. But then like I go and I see that he's like with people that are laying hands on people, casting demons out, healing the sick. And I just like, it all clicked for me. And I was like, oh my gosh, like this is what I've been looking for. And so I knew that I was coming to Florida maybe like 3 weeks after that. And so I was like, yo, I don't know what happened to you, but like, I need to find out. So like, can like we meet up? I just want to hear what happened. And he invited me to go evangelize with his pastor. And I didn't even know what evangelism was. Like, I didn't know like what that was. So I'm just like nervous as all get out. I don't know if I'm like going to a church. I don't know what I'm getting myself into. But I remember leaving my mom's house because she lives in Orlando. And I told her, I said, Mom, I said, I don't know what's going to happen, but something big is about to happen to me. Like my life is about to change. And so I went, right? So I pull up to Crane's Roost, the OG spot for those Crane's of you that Roost. Know. And I sit there and I wait for Isaias to come get me. And he like brings me to this guy. And he's this, this big, bulky white dude with a blonde man bun. Oh, who is this guy? And I'll tell you, because y'all know, because you're his boys, like he's very protective over his people, like in the spirit, if that makes sense. And he looked at me like, what's this chick? Like, what's this chick doing here? Yeah. He's like, and he like, because he gave me that look like up and down and he was like looking at me. But now I know, you know, he was feeling me out spiritually. Like, he's like, okay, what's going on here? And so he shook my hand and he was like, I'm Daniel Adams. And I was like, it's really nice to meet you, sir. You know, like, and Isaias asked me, this is the part I have to repent for. He said, oh, so you know this man. And I said, yeah, I did not know who this man was.
What made you say yeah?
I was nervous. Nervous. He was intimidating. I'm like, I don't. And it's, you know, like if you've been around Apostle Daniel, like the presence of God on him, like there's a presence. Like like when he steps somewhere, like
you feel it.
You feel it. You could be in the middle of the church with your hands up like this, and when he gets close, like you know. And so like even then, because I didn't know anything about this stuff, I like, I don't know why I lied though, but I just didn't want to like just like disappoint him or just like, yeah, I know who you are though. No, so this is me publicly repenting before everybody on the internet.
Praise God.
So I repent, Apostle, for lying. But that's how I met him. And then that night, the video is also still on the channel, and I got smacked. I got filled with the Holy Spirit. I got delivered from a lot of demons, which kind of like just scratched the surface. But you know, I got into the ministry. I plugged in and I've been here ever since. So
come on, praise God.
Yo, now that you're saying that, I remember that video.
You remember that video?
Yo, that was you.
That was me.
That's crazy. I remember that. Yeah, I was outside. It was like dark.
Yeah.
Yo, that was you. That was me. That's crazy.
I gotta go back and watch that video.
I got to too.
It's low key a little funny.
Yeah,
I like speak in tongues and I'm like,
That was it.
And Daniel's like, louder.
Louder. Oh, my goodness. Louder,
son. That's wild.
Praise God. Yeah. Well, speaking of having to repent, I also need to repent as well. I first met Apostle Daniel Adams. Let me tell this story really quick. I'm trying to see if I can pull up. So I'll start with it. It's been over 2 years now. It was like February or March. My friend, Ethan, at the time, we were both like just on fire. Like we were like the weirdos in our church, right? Like we were just like the weird people in our church.
It's
like
not hard for me to
we're
believe.
Yeah, we're like, you know, we're going to like house churches. Like we're dry. Like anywhere we can go to experience the presence of God. Like we're going. Like if there's anything to do with like, you know, Holy Spirit. Like just that's what that was. So I brought him to a house church. He gets filled with the Holy Spirit, right? And the next thing you know, he is just like on fire for God. Like he is going crazy. Like every single day for hours a day, he's watching YouTube video after YouTube video. And he finally decides to send me a video of a guy named Daniel Adams. Now I met Apostle Daniel after the man bun. He had just cut the man bun off when I had met him.
Post man bun apostle.
So I met post man bun apostle. And it was at the beginning. So I found him out in the beginning of 2022. At the time, I was on staff at a church, like a big mega church, like filled with the Holy Spirit. Like, you know, we were going out evangelizing. I was in charge of a lot of the evangelism, motel ministry, street ministries. But like, there's just something different, man. There's just something different. Like, I was just like they were like, Keegan, like, why are you like so weird? Why are you like I was just seeing crazy things happening. Like I was just seeing like I would just go up to people who were drug addicts. I'd go up to the lead gang members in Indianapolis and just like start talking to them. And then they just start yelling at me and stuff. And I found out later that those were demons, but you know, I didn't know what deliverance was. I didn't know what demons were. I didn't know that people could have demons. I just didn't know any of that stuff. But anyways, I say all this because Ethan sends me a video, and it's so funny because now Ethan is actually on our media team. He's our graphic designer. So shout out Ethan. Crazy how that works out. Crazy. But he sends me a video of Apostle Daniel, and he is delivering someone in Texas, and he's like, yo, watch this. Like this girl's like manifesting like crazy. I didn't know what any of this stuff meant, but he's like, you gotta watch this video. So it's like, I woke up to the message at like 5 o'clock in the morning because like, you know, he was up late and I got up early because the Holy Spirit at that time was telling me to get up at 5 a.m. and just start praying. So I got up at 5 a.m. I'm in the bathroom and I watched this video. And the next thing I know, it's a video of a girl who had a generational curse of Jezebel, and Apostle Daniel is like, you generational curse of Jezebel on the mother's side back 3 generations, you know, come out in Jesus' name. And she starts like manifesting. I start like, I'm like in the bathroom. I'm like, I'm gonna start dry heaving. I get on the floor. I'm like, what is happening right now? Wow. Like, what is this? This is absolutely crazy. This is insane. Like, what is this? And I'm like, Jezebel, leave in Jesus' name. And then I'm just, I start like coughing up and I'm like, what is this? I didn't even know who Jezebel was. I was a Christian. I was filled with the Holy Spirit, but like I was not reading my Bible. I didn't know who Jezebel was, you know. The next morning, that next day, I'm in the shower and I start dry heaving again, watching another one of his videos. And I'm just like going through all this, like, I'm like, what is this? Like, this is crazy, right? The next thing I know, a few months later, my friend was like, hey, we got to go meet this dude. Like he's, you know, he's going to be close to us. He was in Illinois. So I'm from Indiana and he went to Herron, Illinois, which is like one of the smallest towns that you can think. It was like a super, super small town. Like there was no reason for him to go there. I still to this day don't know why he went there, but he did. And, I was like, what is this? I was like, I have to go. I took off work that morning. Like, I wasn't going to go, but then like something prompted me. It was like, no, you have to go. Like, you have to go. So I got my friend, got in a truck. We went to a really sketchy motel. Like, I didn't think I was going to make it, but I did. Like, I'm talking like sketch motel. Like, we had no money. I didn't have gas money. I didn't have money for a place to stay. This one Asian lady was just like, yeah, you can stay here for like $20. So we took it. It was really scary. But anyways, I'm getting to the store because I just had faith. I was like, God, I knew that there was a reason why I needed to be here. I get to Illinois and Apostle Daniel walks in to the room and I'm like, oh my goodness, that's him. I'm like, no way, like that's Daniel Adams. Like, yo, like I was like trying to like get as close as I could. Like, I found out where he was sitting and I was like, oh my goodness, like I gotta get close to this dude. Like, man, this is like, I was fangirling hardcore. Oh, I was like, this is Apostle Daniel Adams, blah blah blah. And anyways, that first night, he didn't even minister that night, but he, you know, he walked in with him and then this girl. I was like, who is this girl? Because I still didn't really know a lot about him. I was like, who is this girl that's with him? Like, is this like, you know, I found out it was his wife, Heather. So got to see her. And I don't know if you can see this picture, but this is the first time that I met. Let me see if you can see it. Aww, that's the first time that I met him.
Baby Coos.
Baby Coos.
This was like 2 years ago. I met him here. And it's just so crazy seeing me here. This is where I have to repent. He's taking photos with people and he looks at me and he's like, oh yeah, man. Like, what's up? Like, what's your name? And I'm like shaking. I'm Keegan. Nice to meet you. I'm super nervous. And he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, are you a Forerunner? And I'm a Forerunner. What's up? Yeah. What's up? I didn't know what a Forerunner was. I had no idea what a Forerunner was. I'm like, yeah.
So you kind of did a little bit with Nat there.
Yeah, a little bit.
I was like, yeah, I'm a Forerunner. Like, what's up? Like, and he's like, oh, okay, bet. Like, you know, he took a picture and stuff. And he was like, you're like, what hub are you in and stuff? And I was like, I'm in Indiana. You know, I'm right next door. He's like, oh, okay, cool, cool. Yeah, that's what, you know, Jay. I didn't know who any of these people were. I didn't know what a hub was. I didn't know what a Forerunner was. I had literally no idea. So anyways, I take this picture with him. I go home that night and I'm like super convicted. I'm like, God, like what? I lied to the man. The guy said, I don't even know what a Forerunner is. And I go on his website. And at the time it was like the lowest tier was $5 to become a Forerunner. And I'm like, all right, I'm gonna. I was like, Lord, this $5, this is crazy, but you know, I'm gonna do it. So I did that. I became a Forerunner. Literally the next day, guys. The next day, I know this is just bear with me here. The next day, he ministers that night. I never felt this in my entire life. When he went to go do mass deliverance, my whole entire body felt like it was getting electrocuted. Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever felt that before?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're like, I mean, from the top of my head to the bottoms of my feet, like my toes, my fingers, everything was just like tingling. Like I felt like I was getting electrocuted. And I'm sitting there and we had to actually leave that night. So we weren't even able to stay for the whole weekend because my friend had to go back. And I was just like, man, I was like, he's just getting started. But I was just like, you know, like I'll have to go see him again. He looks at the crowd and you know, he doesn't like, you know how he is when he ministers, you know, yeah. It's like, he looks in the crowd. He looks straight at me and he points at me and he goes like, you come up here to the stage. I'm like me. And he's like, he had to say that. He's like, you right there, come up here. I'm just like, oh, crap. I'm walking, I remember I'm shaking. Like, you have to go back and watch the video. It's like Heron, Illinois, day two, whatever, or whatever it was, day one revival. I'm literally shaking. I'm like, I'm going up there and he looks at me and he's like, what do you want freedom for, or what do you need? And I was just like, I broke down crying, man. I broke down crying. And I was just like, I'm a mess. I was like, I'm a mess. I was like, please help me. Like, I want every demon gone. I was like, I've struggled with rejection. I've never met my father. Like, I just like vomited on him. Like, on that, I'm front of, that was a big deal for me at that time. There was a lot of pride. Okay. But like everything, like my past, those of you guys who know, I came from a lot of perversion, incest. I at one time thought, like, even claimed myself as bisexual. I had struggled with identity. So I threw it all out there on him, like everything. I was like, I want free from anything. And he looked at the crowd and he was like, this man right here, because he was so vulnerable, because he was transparent, he was like, he's going to see so much freedom in his life. And he looked at me and he was like, you are a soul winner. And I didn't even know what that meant at the time, guys. He said, you're a soul winner. And he laid hands on me and I went out. And yeah, that night was honestly so life changing for me. Mm. But it's because, again, I wanted to touch on that. And I shared that because, like, because of his transparency, I was allowed to be transparent. And for the first time in my life, again, I was on staff at a church. If I were just was to tell anybody at that church what I had done, my past, I would have been gone. Yeah. But he accepted me. He loved me. He gave me a hug that night. And again, like, he hugged me and I just felt the Father's love through, yeah, like another person for the first time in my life. And, ever since that day, I said, I have to follow this man. I said, I have to follow him. There's something different about him. And so I just kept doing that. Right. But anyways, that was for me. And ever since then, you know, I just kept following him and kept following him around to wherever. I would sleep in my car. I'd just like drive hours to go to any closest state that I could. And he's like, who is this guy? Like, what is this guy doing? But I did end up becoming a forerunner and I joined the hub in Indiana. And I got plugged into the ministry after that. But that was really, really good. But yeah, I don't know. So now we both kind of had to repent.
I know. But it's good. It's good. It's all out there. It's transparency, yeah, that really brings grace. So yeah, here I am. Amen. Making it really public this time.
Amen. 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 But anyways, really quick, guys, I think we can go on to the next thing here.
Yeah.
I would say, what is it that you, so like we talked about how we met him, kind of our first encounters, but what really brought, like, what brought you to where you are today? That makes sense. So like, let's kind of touch on what brought us today, like really expose Apostle Daniel here, like really, really expose him. Like, what has he done to you to really bring you to where you are now? Nat, you can go ahead and go.
Oh, I'm like, this is so good. This is a part that people really won't see about Daniel Adams, because unless you are in the ministry or even like a leader, like really like connected, like you won't know this about him. So anybody who's watching this who really doesn't know this man, and there's actually probably a lot of you who will watch this because it's a catchy title and you're like, let me get the dirt. I'll tell you something that you would not know about Daniel Adams unless you knew. So man, it's just talking about exposing, right? One of the ways that I got to where I am today is really the grace. Not when we talk about grace, it's like a supernatural ability that God puts on something, mm-hmm, right? So I'm not saying like the grace that God has on Daniel Adams. I'm talking about like the grace that he has for people because of the grace that's on him. Yeah. And he has a lot of mercy. He's somebody who he doesn't just jump at the bit when he hears gossip or hearsay. He's someone who really sits on information with the Lord. He sits and actually sees something through and lets it play out sometimes to see what God's doing in a situation. Because just like we see in part, right? God knows the whole picture, but we move really quickly sometimes.
Yeah.
Right? So this is something that really changed my life, though, about Daniel. It's what I'm wrapping this back into, is because the first thing is Daniel doesn't see people by their past. And the reason why is because God doesn't see us by our past. And the chance that God gave him after what he went through, not just in life, but even as a minister, like, it's just a new level of grace. It's like the woman, right, who poured out the perfume on, yeah, Jesus' feet. You know, she's been forgiven much. So it brings me back to that. But he never saw me by my past. And that was the biggest thing. Like, he never discounted me for an opportunity because he knew things about me. He never discounted me for something because of mistakes I made in ministry. I'll say this is like the biggest one, and then I can pass it to one of my, mm-hmm, my co-laborers here is why are you laughing? I know. Co-labor. Is I came into TSNL, was a certified forerunner, served in that role for quite some time, and then wanted to become a leader. And at the time in Orlando, someone had just shifted out. So there was an opportunity, and I had kind of presented it to him like, hey, who are you going to put in that spot? And he's like, you want to do it? And I was like, yeah. And literally within like a month, I got thrown out of it because I wasn't ready. And I wasn't. I was like super immature in a lot of ways. And I actually had still like a lot of offense and things like to get out of my heart, because it got revealed. It got exposed through situations I went through, and even how people talked about me. It exposed what I still had to deal with rejection and things like that. So Apostle sat me down and said, hey, I'm gonna take this from you, because you're not ready for it. And it was very gentle, though. It wasn't aggressive. It wasn't like mean-spirited. But he said, you know, the Bible talks about don't give a novice a platform lest they be puffed up with pride and have a great fall. Mm. And he said, because I care about you and I see, you know, what God wants to do in your life, this has to happen. And that's what happened. It was taken away. But it's not like, you know, a kid's toy getting taken away. It's literally, it was almost like a pause. Because it wasn't like a no, this can never happen. It was a you're not ready for this, and I see what's going on here. So that was taken. And that was like, oh, it was super hard for me. But it showed me, catch this, it showed me how much pride I had in my heart. And God actually showed me through this that I didn't love people. And it was like a big me problem. So through rejection, abandonment, all these traumas from my past, even as a minister, I was casting demons out. I was, you know, laying hands and people were being healed by the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, crazy things were happening and popping off, but I didn't love the person I was like, you know, talking to. I would even come to ministry events and think I was better than people I was serving with. Mm. I would literally be like, I don't have time to talk to these people because I have things to do. Like, that was my mindset. It was in my heart. So through him doing that, all of that got exposed in my life. And I just went into a season of being humbled by God. I didn't choose to humble myself. I had to be humbled by God. It was super painful. Mm-hmm. But I did. I learned humility and said, I don't care, God. You know, like, I'm just going to serve. I'm going to serve where you've put me. I'm going to serve this man of God because I want to serve the vision you have for my life. And I just chose to do that. And now that I look back, if Daniel hadn't done that, if he hadn't exposed that in me, then I would have forfeited the call of my life. I would have gotten, you know, thumped and thrown away. Well, I would have done it myself is a better way to say that. But I don't know. You just don't know what could have happened. Yeah. If I would have stayed in that position, I would have hurt people. So like, he cared enough about me as an individual and what God wants to do in my life that he wouldn't let me like fall into a pit. So like, that's one way I can expose this man is how he has handled me. And I wouldn't be where I am if it wasn't for his loving correction. So I'll hand it off.
Mm. So good.
Amen. Mark, what about you?
Well, yeah, that was so good, Nat. Man, as far as for me, just Apostle is just so himself. And when you're around him, he makes you want to be yourself.
Yeah.
He never tries to change who you are, but he brings the best out of you, and he knows how to do that very well. And one of the things that a lot of people don't really know about Daniel, he knows you more than you think.
Yes.
Yes, it's a big, you know, I think what it is, I think we have a big global ministry, and sometimes people think, you know, oh, I'm not being seen,
right?
Because it's global, it's so huge, like he's just one person. But I promise you guys, if you're connected under this grace, there's a verse that talks about the Lord makes servants a watch over your soul, like he is a watch over our soul. And when, because we're connected to him, the Lord will reveal deep things concerning our lives to him. You know, even though, you know, he may not sit down and have that intimate one-on-one conversation with you, I promise you, he sees. God is revealing. God is revealing to him. And he's always hearing from God, always consulting God about the forerunners. Like, Lord, what about this person? What about that person? I mean, he's so just so intentional, not only with what God has given him, but he cherishes it so well. He carries it and values it and protects it so well. And I see a lot of the times, even in my life, where I don't believe in myself, or when I feel like, you know, am I capable of doing this? He just, I don't know, you guys probably can attest to this. Like, he will look at you and just tell you something about your life. Like, yeah. Do you know you're called to do this? Do you know this is waiting for you? But you got this in the way, you know, like he would chastise. Look, the Lord chastises those he loves. I mean, truth hurts, but
facts.
He gets in there. He get in that root. He pulls it out of you because he doesn't want you to be held back from that weakness or that struggle or whatever it may be. And he is such a father. Like, I always tell him this, like, you know, Daniel has like three sides to him. You know, he has like this childlike this childlike side, like, you know, he's just like, woo, having a good time, mm-hmm. you know, you're cracking jokes. And then he just switches character to like this father side, like, no, this isn't good. No, you need to get on this direction. And it's like, you feel the beating, you feel the correction, you feel the, like, the love in it all, right? Yeah. And then he has like this old man, this wisdom side to him, like, where you just shut your mouth. And you're like hearing just wisdom, like pearls, like, you know, the Bible talks about don't give pearls to swines. And like, there's moments he's speaking and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is for me. I'm taking this. And it's just, it's just a I just see Christ in him, you know, and, you know, we're not perfect. You know, we all have imperfection, but how he embraces us through our imperfection is so beautiful as a leader. And he really, you know, I didn't know coming out of the world about servitude. You know, I'm fresh out of the world. So he really made me understand the magnitude and value of servitude, of how to serve a man and how to have the right heart posture in serving. And I looked at ministry in a whole new way. I looked at people in a whole new way, just serving him, just genuinely, whatever I can do, whatever that's asked of me to do, I'll do it with all my heart. I'll serve. And even the moments when he was like, you know, Mark, you know, you're a leader, you know, and I'm like, no. And I had like older people around me,
right?
Like elders and things like that. And he was like, you know, Mark, I want you to be one of the first forerunners, like leaders. And I'm like, oh, we got this guy right here. You know, he's like up in age, like, and it's like, what is he seeing that I'm not seeing? Lord, help me, right? And you don't see it now, but he is such a faith guy. You know, and I'm going to tell you right now, if you're connected to this grace, if you're connected to the man of God, be prepared to be stretched in your faith. Like, you can't be comfortable. And that's what it took, like, to be where we are right now. We were continually stretched in our comfort zone. We had to get comfortable being uncomfortable. We had to really just go even lower, you know, in servitude. And just, it's just amazing what he brought out of us that we didn't even see in ourselves 3 years ago, 2 years ago. We're totally different people.
Yeah.
And we're still growing. We're still dying. Unreal. And just, you know, the best thing I can just say, like, to anybody that's like wondering, like, man, who is this Daniel Adams? Or is he really what people say there? I'm going to tell you right now, Daniel Adams is a man of God. Yeah. Yes, he has flaws. Yes, he's not perfect, but I'm going to tell you right now, God's grace is best in our imperfection. And I want you to know he is a man of God. He values us. He cares about us. He sees the best in us. He listens to Christ. He is led by the Holy Spirit. And I wouldn't be the man that I am today because guess what? Because of my yes and his yes, first of all.
Yes.
My family is restored.
Come on.
I'm not just seeing a breakthrough in my life, but I'm seeing changes in my mother and my father. Yes, it may not be overnight, but gradually I'm seeing a change. I'm seeing the faithfulness of Christ in my life and my family. So yeah, it's awesome.
Ooh.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Wow. Amen. Amen.
I know, right?
I know. It's like, what do you like? It's like encapsulating something that's so great and so much bigger than you really realize that it is. So it's,
oh man,
I'm like,
ugh. Yeah,
we love you, Daniel.
We love you
so much.
I know.
It's so good, man. I've been waiting for this moment to expose Daniel Adams. Come on. No, for real though, I would say over, I think it's been 6-7 months now of being here, I think I spent a lot of time with Apostle. Isaiah obviously has been with him long. Mark's been with him long. But this last year, honestly, of traveling with him almost every single trip and just being with him all the time, I would say I'm Mark can attest to it. Mark is, I'm basically with him except for when he sleeps.
23 hours out. Well, that's a little, you're pretty much with him all day, every day. It's crazy.
Yeah. And so I really get to see, him as a man and as a man of God. And it's been just amazing to watch him, to learn from him, to be by his side. I feel so humbled and honored that the Lord would even allow that to happen in my life. And you know, it's something that, you know, you pray for, right? Like I was just like a lot of people on here just watching his videos and just saying, oh man, I hope I get to meet him one day. And then, you know, I become a forerunner. I was like, wow, I would love to be a hub leader. And then you become a hub leader, right? And then you're like, man, I would love to become an evangelist one day. And then I, you know, become an evangelist. And I was like, God, I really just want to serve this man of God. I want to help out in any way I can. And then the next thing you know, you're serving him and you're managing his media and you're doing all this stuff, right? And it's like, you know, you want to... Many people think that it's amazing, it's glamorous, it's so much fun, and it is. But the Bible says that many are called and few are chosen.
Yeah.
Right. And it's because few choose to walk through the fire. Mm. Few choose to humble themselves. Come few on. Choose to lay down everything that they want, to kill their pride, to kill their flesh, to kill their dreams and desires to serve another man or woman of God. It's honestly an epidemic right now in Gen Z. And I've seen so many people that I've seen in ministry fall off. Because they wanna do their own thing.
Right.
You know, they get one TikTok video and then they wanna, you know, oh, they're an apostle, they're a prophet overnight. That's not how it works. That's not how it happens. No, you're called to serve, and the Lord has called me to serve this man of God, to serve this apostle. And so many people say that they have spiritual fathers, but they really don't. They just have mentors. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you right now, a lot of you guys watch videos and you know, you're faithful. You watch videos, you do this and you do this, but and you say this person's your spiritual father, but you don't sow into them. You don't serve them. How can you be a part of a home? How can you be a part of a house if you're not invested, if you're not sowing and you're not serving, right?
Yeah.
And so the Lord had put that on my heart. He said, Keegan, he said, I want to kill every single thing inside of you, all your dreams, all of your desires, and I want you to serve this man of God. And it went from me wanting to start my own podcast to me wanting to do my own evangelism to me wanting to do, you know, my own music or my own this or that. And, you know, I wanted to be a youth pastor. All these dreams had to die. Mm. And one thing that I want to expose about Apostle Daniel is that he will walk you through the fire time after time after time and after time. He will not give up on you. He will not quit on you. As long as you choose to say yes, as long as you choose to say, here I am, right? As long as you choose to walk through it, to humble yourself, to repent. I have not seen one person that has come and it doesn't matter what they've done. They could have done the most horrendous things. Just like me, I've done horrendous, horrible things that I'm not proud of. But you know, if you choose to humble yourself, like I said, if you choose to come in repentance and you say, I help me, help me. He does it every single time. Yeah. He has so much grace. I've never seen a man of God have grace like him. I've never seen someone have mercy like he does. And I know, you know, he's a big, tough guy, right? He's a big, big, tough guy. But I'm telling you, he has one of the most softest hearts I've ever seen in my life.
Yes.
You know, one thing about him is I remember there was just, he'd minister for 5, 6, 7 hours, just spending time with people, you know, going through deliverance with people and making sure that person got baptized in the Holy Spirit and got their prayer language. And then afterwards, he'd have lines of hundreds of people wanting to talk to him, wanting to talk to them, you know, about their life and what they needed. And he would sit and listen to every single one of them and pray for every single one of them. I remember one time we were at this tent till like 3 o'clock in the morning because he wanted to pray for every single person that was there. And when I look at him I see that, he does that. And so many of you say, oh, well, he passed by me and didn't pray for me. No, he has. And he does, because he's constantly meditating on the word. He's constantly saying, God, how can I serve your people? Yeah. How can I continue to build? He spends hours and hours on live streams. I mean, he is the most dedicated, hardworking person that I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yes.
This is not, if I'm being really honest right now, if I would have known what would have came with this, I would have said no. If I would have known what would have happened and all these things that have transpired of us last year, I would have backed out. I would have been a coward. But I have to say this though, is that I will continue to serve and I will continue to say yes, because I believe in the Christ in him. Yes. I believe in what I believe in him, and he is my spiritual father. My whole entire life, I always wanted a dad. I always wanted just to have that person who could be that father for me. And I didn't that. I didn't have a dad growing up. I had a bad relationship with my stepdad growing up. And praise God by his grace that that's being restored and we're doing so much better. But, you know, I didn't have that growing up. And I can truly sit here and tell you that he is a spiritual father, that he is my father. I love him so much. Like the love that I have for him, the admiration. And again, it's not, I don't idolize him. So many people say, oh, you idolize him. Mm-hmm. You know, why do you serve him like that? Why do you go and do this? No, it's not idolizing man. I serve Jesus Christ by serving him.
Right.
I serve God because I serve apostle. And obviously, you know, a lot of people may say, oh, well, you know, you know what I'm talking about, right, guys?
It's really good.
Yeah. Like, but no, like I choose to serve him, and it's been, God has blessed that and he's honored that.
There's fruit from that too.
Amen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like all the things that I wanted, that how I thought my life was going to go. It's like God knows the desires of my heart, right? By the grace of God, yes, I've been ordained as an evangelist. I've been able to be our youth director over our youth ministry. I've been able to have opportunities to be on this podcast. And it's just like Apostle Daniel took a chance on me when nobody else would take a chance on me.
Right.
He went through and found the good with all the ugly, all the mess. Like, you have to realize, like, when you're building up sons and daughters, like, it's messy, like, it's difficult. And that's why a lot of people don't end up doing it. But he chose to wipe, to help me. And he's still doing it, remove all the mess and all the junk to be able to pull out the diamond, right? To be able to pull out the rubies, to be able to pull out the good things. And nobody has ever, ever done that for me.
Yeah.
It's really good. Do you have something to say in that?
I think, and I would love to hear you say this too, talking about like the spiritual father thing, because I like that would be the biggest thing that you could expose about this man, is like, that's what he is. And it's so pivotal. And I loved what you were saying. You were going off about the mentor thing. And I was like holding back my preaches so hard, but that's really what it is. And he does it so well. And I know that's because of grace, of course, but it's also a choice, because like Keegan was saying, like, this man will stay hours in a place to make sure everyone gets taken care of. I've seen probably the same instance that you're talking about. Every other minister walk out of that place or run behind the curtain as fast as they could to avoid.
They run back to that green room quick.
They do. And I don't have anything to say about that per se, but to show you that the apostle that that God has allowed me to serve under, he will be the last minister there. He will talk to the people. He will hear them out. He will pray with them. And sometimes people just want to say, hi, you've just impacted my life so much. I just want to tell you that I'm thankful for you. And he's there for all of it. And, you know, as that like spiritual father, it really is a choice, because there's pastors, there's other, you know, prophets, whatever, and they just do their own thing. But he has chosen to fulfill the full role, right, that Jesus said when he gave us the great commissioning of making disciples of all nations, not just preaching to the nations.
Yeah.
You know, there's so a difference good. In that.
Yeah. 100%.
And that's what's so strong here and what he's built. And everything that Keegan said, I was just like, oh man, it's so good, because it's, true. It's true. Because he does, he sees past your flaws, he sees past your issues, and he'll just be like, okay, you need to do this, or hey, don't do that again, or hey, you need to correct this. Hey, I want you to actually sit on this with the Lord and then come back to me, because there, you got to work something out. And he cares. And, you know, you can see the fruits from it. I know that Keegan was talking about the fruits from his. I can't wait to hear about Mark's too. And for me, it's actually one of the biggest honors that I have like received for myself so far, is I started making these TikToks after the man of God said, Nat, do TikTok. Every time he's given me an instruction to do something and I've listened, something good has happened for me.
Amen. Like,
I'm telling you. And so I made a couple TikToks that actually got a decent amount of views. And I had more than one person who didn't know I was connected to the ministry say, do you know Daniel Adams? Because you sound exactly like him.
Wow.
Yeah.
And when I saw that, I literally like
got so proud.
I got tears in my eyes, and I was like, oh my gosh. And I sent it to him immediately. And I'm just like, look what someone said on my TikTok. And it's the fruit, you know, it's the fruit of serving someone who truly wants to see souls saved, who has a pure heart for God. Amen. I've seen this man, you guys know, like behind the scenes in real life, you know, this man is praying for his family every day. This man is fulfilling what the Bible talks about being a man of God and being the head of your household is like. I mean, it's just like boom, 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 boom. Yep. It's there. But as a spiritual father, you know, you'll see the fruit in his kids. So it's funny how like even some of the rougher seasons we've went through, how people will still be like watching my stuff, but like we'll be talking junk about my spiritual father. And I'm like, where? Like how? Honey. You know, like I sort of like sit people down sometimes. But it's really unique to see how God works through him in that way.
Amen.
Okay. Yeah.
And really quick, I want to say this because you touched on this and you added on to it. And I was going to say this, but in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, and Paul's writing here and he's talking, I believe it's to the Corinthian church. And in 1 Corinthians 4:15, it says, for though you might have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet you do not have many fathers. Yes. For in Christ Jesus, I have begotten you through the gospel. Therefore, I urge you, imitate me. For this reason, I have sent Timothy to you, who is my beloved and faithful son in the Lord, who will remind you of my ways in Christ as I teach everywhere in every church. Mm. And I was going to share this, Nat, and then you hit it on the head there that like, man, we're called to imitate Christ. An apostle has done that. He imitates Christ in all the things that he does.
Right.
And he's building up sons and daughters who are imitating that same thing. And it's that DNA. And I want all of it. Like when it's so funny, I've, by the grace of God, I don't know why, but he's allowed me to preach a few times for youth revivals. And every single time I wear this black jacket. If you see me, you may have seen me at the conference. You may have seen me at revivals. Every single time I preach, I wear a black jacket, and it's one that he gave me. And it's just truly like people say, oh, like you look like him, you sound like him, you talk like him. Like, and it's not even me trying to do it, but I've watched him over and over again, and I've just seen what he's done. And you know, I do. I imitate my spiritual father. I imitate Apostle Daniel Adams. I'm trying to keep up with dressing like him. You know, I got to drop some weight to look like him. I got to put a lot of muscle to look like him, you know, but Some people, but you know, the best compliment though, we go play all like almost Mark isn't almost everywhere we go. We're like, is that your son? Is that your brother?
Yeah.
Everywhere they go, it's like, are you guys? Is that your little brother? Is that your? I'm like, oh my gosh! And then I look and I'm like a little confused. Like you start looking, you really start looking like you him. Do, like it's do. Crazy.
But it's, I say that because it's like Timothy served Paul.
Yeah.
Right. Like he served him. Like he was his son. He didn't have other fathers. He, right. Sure, he could have had other mentors or things like that, but that was his father.
Yeah.
And all of us here, I can confidently say that Apostle Daniel is all our father. Yeah. And he fathers us so, so, so well. Yeah. And he has so much grace. He's so humble.
So generous.
He's so, oh my goodness. If you guys knew, like, I wish that, like, we could just like take a camera around just his day to day and just show how generous he is. Like,
here's overly this. Generous.
This. Oh, yeah. I mean, it is. He pushes us. He literally pushes. Like, I'm like, man, I want to give. I'm going to give this away. I love these shoes, but I'm going to give this away. You know, I'm going to give this away. And like, he pushes us so much. He pushes us in working out. Mark knows what I'm talking about.
Lord, rapture me now.
He pushes us to be better. I've never been pushed more in my life to work harder, to go after the things, you know, of the Lord, to be disciplined. Yeah. And man, he does it. So I don't know, Mark, you got any closing remarks at all?
Man, I mean, you guys, I couldn't say it any better. I mean, you guys are hearing it, man. Like, we're not like beating around the bush. We're not like trying to.
We're not, paid actors.
We're not paid.
Not at all, actually.
Yeah, like we're not paid actors. Facts. Like this is genuinely from our hearts. Like we are sharing our personal experience to y'all about the man of God. He is genuinely, sincerely a man that God has called and chosen for such a time like this.
Yes.
Because there's still work to be done. We're in the last days and God is raising up a remnant, and God is raising up generals and leaders. And for sure, Daniel Adam, I believe, is a general in this time.
100%.
And he is making a big impact to the nation. We're growing rapidly. I mean, we're having hubs all around the world, and people are being impacted. Lives are being impacted. Families are being restored, and the fruits show.
Yes.
I mean, you guys can hear what we're saying, but guess what? There's fruits.
There's fruit.
There's evidence behind what we're saying, that people's lives are being changed. Even churches are being changed.
Yes.
By his yes. You know what I mean? So, and they're imitating.
Yes.
Let's talk about that, right? They want to imitate the model of what we're doing, because there's something here that God has really breathed on, and yes. And it's very genuine. It's real. Yeah. It's authentic.
Yeah. Go ahead now. Oh man, all I could say is, Apostle, I love you. I love Heather. I love your family. And I've really held back tears during this whole thing, so I could get emotional.
I'm holding back this whole time.
But yeah, I can't agree more. Is Daniel Adams is what you see is what you get. Mm. And at the end of the day, he is sold out for Jesus.
Yeah.
And not only do you see it in the fruits, but you'll see it in the way he speaks, the way he acts. And ultimately, I guess it is the fruits of what he produces. And that's not just what you see on the outside of ministry, but it's the people. So for anybody, I would say, if you're a skeptic, you know, come check it out. You know, I always say this to people when they troll on my stuff.
Yeah.
I always say, what you got to lose? You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's what I would, my closing remark would be is, God bless the man of God, because the Christ in him is crazy.
Amen.
It's amazing.
Amen. Amen. Well, if you made it this far, I know this is a longer podcast episode, but it's because we could talk we can all talk for hours and hours about our apostle. There you are. This is Daniel Adams exposed. We have exposed Apostle Daniel Adams. Is he a real man of God? You guys know, you're with him all the time. Is he a real man of God? Is he a false prophet? Is he a wolf in sheep's clothes? Like who is Daniel Adams?
He's a man of God.
Amen.
He is a man of God.
Amen. Apostle Daniel Adams, has changed my life. I know he's changed so, I mean, millions and millions of people's lives. I cannot wait to see the day when this general goes up to heaven and the Lord will look at him and say, well done, my good and faithful servant. And he will see billions and billions of souls that have been impacted because of his obedience. Yes. Even when he was knocked down, he was, you know, he was betrayed, he was hurt, he was wounded, you know, he was falsely accused. He got back up every single time because he's a righteous man of God.
Blessed his enemies.
And he has blessed his enemies. He has not once cursed another man of God or said anything. He has blessed them. Yeah. And so there you guys are. Daniel Adams has been exposed. He's been exposed as an apostle to the nations. He's been exposed as a man of God. He's been exposed as someone who operates in humility and mercy and grace. And that's it. He didn't pay us. I am not a paid actor. None of us are paid actors. We did not get paid to say this. If you are a troll, repent right now in Jesus' name for speaking on behalf of this child, this man of God, in Jesus' name, repent. Okay, I'm just trying to help you. I'm just trying to warn you now. You better repent in Jesus' name. Okay, but yeah, guys, this has been episode 18 of That Supernatural Talk. Really quickly here, if you want to become a forerunner, okay, if you want to join this ministry, I want you guys right here, go to www.thesupernaturallife.org. Become a forerunner. Get plugged in, get involved. You're going to get access to a local hub near you that has weekly discipleship teaching, Zoom calls, Bible studies, prayer and intercession. They have evangelism. We go out evangelizing all the time. Like every week we're going out and evangelizing. Multiple times a week we're going out evangelizing, having revivals. We have churches. My goodness, we have 3 TSNL churches. We have one in Bushnell, Florida, one in Atlanta, Georgia, San Antonio, Texas, and we have an affiliate church in Oceanside, California, the Wave Church. Guys, get involved. If you have been wanting to know more about the supernatural, if you've been wanting to, you know, you feel called to the fivefold, like you're an apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, get involved and just see where God takes you. Because little did I know, guys, just 2 years ago that I would be sitting here where I am now just by saying yes, by signing up to become a forerunner. So guys, become a forerunner. You get access to all of our schools, our prophetic school, deliverance school. We have more schools coming in the future. You get access to so many videos. It's insane. So guys, if you've been thinking about it, what are you doing? Just do it. Okay. So become a forerunner. If you guys want to support the Supernatural Life, we are a global online movement going to the nations. We're getting ready to go on a 3-week tour to 5 different nations in Europe. We're going to be in, oh goodness, where are we at? Holland, Sweden, Germany, Ireland, and the UK. We're going to Australia, New Zealand, going all over the world. So make sure you guys follow us there. To support this podcast, you guys can go to the description, the link below. You can support our podcast on Buzzsprout as a monthly partner. You can also, though, become a member of the channel. Become a member. We have weekly, really, really hilarious behind the scenes videos. So make sure you guys become a member of this channel. You guys can do that by going to members on this channel here. You guys can join that community there. It's awesome. But anyways, guys, thank you again for making it this far in episode 18. We love you so much, Apostle Daniel. You're an amazing, amazing father and friend. And we just love you so much. And we love all of you guys for watching. And we will see you guys on the next episode in Jesus' name.